Hey guys, it's your girl, Mackenzie. I get asked a lot why I have so much passion behind mental health and my first responders and what really got me into podcasting. Today, I'm going to share with you myself in a very vulnerable state of behind the scenes of what goes through a first responder's mind. I have not endured the thought of wanting to commit suicide. But what I have done is gone to the people that I've attempted and completed. And those are the people I always wonder what was going through their heads, their minds. Like the 13-year-old kid that committed suicide because he was grounded. He didn't think that he could ever get his, I think it was his video games back. And I remember kicking the gun away from his head. Having to be the leader. Having to take control on that call. I don't know if it was because I was a student. I don't know if it was because she couldn't. There's so many details going through my brain. Like Dom kicking the suitcase out of the way. And Macy thinking that crawfish were the brains. You're telling the other EMT, don't try for a third fucking IV. Get the IO. And learning, even if somebody shot themselves in the head, he still will bite. It will still bite your freaking blade, trying to intubate them. And I remember everybody else on shift that day knew what we had was bad. They knew something was going on. But the sound of Dom's voice, by her frazzledness, trying to describe what was going on, but that was difficult. And not only do I remember him, but I remember his mom. And I remember his I was 13 and his dad had also committed suicide. And just thinking, like, he didn't think that there was any other option. That is what breaks my heart. And that is what makes me do what I do. It's hard.
There's like the old man. Was out in his special spot, his wife said. Like he always did. And she heard the gun go off. She thought, just like he normally does, shot a little rabbit in the field. Though she felt like something was a little bit different. And I remember reading his note. Talking about how everything would be better if he was gone. How she would get money. Told her what to do. And that he was sorry. That gunshot that she thought was him killing a rabbit was him killing himself. Now to do life truly all alone. And though these upset me, I cry because it hurts. It hurts my heart. There's passion. And those demons, those thoughts are what took these people. And just like for myself, I have to come back to the present moment. Just like I taught those individuals that were crying so hard in through your nose, hold, exhale. After some time, I'd be able to slow down with their own breath. But they just needed a little coaching. They needed somebody calm and grounded and in the present moment. And at that moment, it was me. And I have to continue to do the things that I do so I can continue to help the people I want to help. These are the thoughts that keep me up at night.
Now, after listening to that, you can hear the tone of my voice. You can hear, obviously, crying. There was at one point where actually my roommate dropped something and you can hear a very sudden switch in what and how I'm talking. And that was a great example of coming back to the present moment. It was a great reminder that I had those thoughts. I was in those moments. I could visually see what was happening and replaying that in my brain. But yet, when I heard a sound, it actually brought me back to right now. And I focused back then on my breaths, how I was breathing in through my nose, out through my nose, being able to talk. My tone is still very, very shallow. But I was able to walk through the situation with you and what we endure and not have it be a sympathetic reaction to that. So with this, I hope that you guys can understand a little bit more of what actually goes on behind the scenes of these first responders and why, yes, it is important to reach out to them, but most importantly, it is so crucial as human beings that we do our own due diligence and our own duty to ourselves to be able to protect ourselves, to be able to help save our own selves, to be able to know the tools and the resources that when we get into these states that we can lean into. So thank you for letting me be vulnerable with you and share a little bit more about what actually occurs behind the scenes of these first responders.